Hi everybody, welcome back. This is episode 5 of Sam and Ellie Discuss Things.
Yeah, episode 5.
Episode 5, and we
Hello.
are loving it. We are loving it all. And Ellie, today's a very exciting day.
So exciting.
Because we had a question from
Yeah,
viewer.
loads of people seem to be loving the pod, and like we've had some of the feedback I've been getting, Sam. I don't know about you, but people have been saying to me like they've learned quite a lot, like they're getting a lot from it, but also we're not judgmental in any way. So it's not like we're not saying it's wrong to eat a certain way and you should be eating this way because it's better. We're not being judgmental, we're just being like informative, which is what we aimed for, really.
Yeah, we don't want to make people feel bad. The catchphrase I've been going with has been kindness and sustainability go hand in hand because you can't be kind to the planet without being kind to people. And I feel like it really sums up what our podcast is about. It's
Yeah.
about making good decisions as and when you can, and like no one's wrong.
Plus, the most important thing is it will make a great graphic.
It would make a great graphic, so keep your eyes peeled at SalmonellePod on Instagram. It will be coming. People have been saying that we are two of the most famous people in Britain right now, and no, people have been saying that they really like listening because they like how we just have a chat. They like how it's
Yeah.
just a chat because I'm not being funny, but sustainability, sort yourself out, girl. You're just so boring. Like, it doesn't need to be. And I think that's why people like listening. So, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We love you to bits.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, guys. We love you all. A listener wrote in to say that they find it hard to, because they've got a busy week and they're working all week, and so they find it hard to find the time to cook every night, and they would like ways to be able to meal prep and manage their weekly meals better. And both me and Sam thought, yes, we are pros at this, and we could give maybe some advice. The one thing that I really take into consideration when I'm doing like a weekly meal prep is, I think this is quite sound nutritional advice from the experts, is to have 30 different, try and get 30 different plant-based foods in your diet every week. So that includes fruit, veg, I think it includes whole grains, I don't know, but it definitely includes like pulses and legumes, nuts and seeds. So yeah, like just a lot of things, but that variety is so important because, I mean, I'll be honest, I have IBS. But I've been dealing with that for 5 years, and for people with IBS, I think it's quite common actually, especially in women my age. And a lot of it's more common for women. And you know what? There's not enough being done about it, and a lot of people struggle with it. But they advise you to go on the FODMAP diet. But I'm not a medical expert. I am not here to give medical advice at all. Go to your GP. But I'm just saying what's worked for me. I tried to be on the FODMAP diet, but actually you're supposed to not really go on that. You're not really supposed to go on that without like going through it with a nutritionist and being really careful, because it can actually limit your gut microbiome, if that makes sense, when you reduce your diversity of foods in your diet. So what you're supposed to do is slowly start introducing more and more foods. So basically, anyway, I've had this for like 5 years. I really care about what I eat, and that's why. So I try now to get like 30 different plant-based foods in my diet every week, because it's really, really good for your gut microbiodiversity.
It's a bit of a handful.
And yeah. Yeah, that just includes like what loads of different veg and stuff. And what I do is at the start of the week, a look at what's in season. You don't have to do this, but it can be helpful to save money because things that are from the UK that are in season, it might be cheaper to buy that than like buying something out of season. But yeah, so I kind of see what's in season to try and guide what I decide to cook. And then I have loads of cookbooks, but obviously you don't have to have loads of cookbooks. You could also just save recipes off the internet on your, I use Notion, Sam uses Wakelet.
Wakelet's really good for saving recipes on because you can create a compilation from all different websites, and you can even upload PDFs of like scanned in recipes if you want to keep them digitalized and stuff like that. So it's very handy.
That's good. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
So yeah, and then what I do is, well, beforehand, what I would have already done is like put little bookmarks in all the recipes that I want to try in all my cookbooks so that I don't spend hours every week trawling through like pages of recipes trying to decide. I could just flip to the ones I've bookmarked in advance and be like, oh, I want to do that. And it's so easy. It saves so much time. So then I write down like all of the different things that I want to make and then go to the shop and get the ingredients. And then I personally, I don't like batch cook. Because I live on my own and a lot of recipes serve four, what I can do is put the extra portions in Tupperware and freeze it. So I do that. And then, yeah.
Your teeny tiny freezer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't need to be embarrassed. Size doesn't matter with freezers. As long as the food doesn't go into waste.
Size doesn't matter. It's not about size. It's about what you do with it.
Yeah, and Ellie Cage uses that freezer space to the best of her ability.
Yes, thanks, Sam. But yeah, I personally take a different approach to you because I do it every week, but I like fresh things and I like varying the types of vegetables that I eat each week because diversity of vegetables is important to me. And getting all those nutrients in. Also, one other thing I wanted to shout out is affordability. And if you want to try and eat a plant-based diet on like a budget, some tips there are root vegetables are really good. They are in season like most of the year round. They're good staples in the British diet, like celeriac, swede. I know, Sam, you're probably sick of hearing about celeriac and swede.
Celeriac, just still not. I'm excited to try it one day.
And then things you can bulk up your food with are pulses, like lentils and things like that, because they're also very good for getting lots of fiber and nutrients. So, yeah, and also whole grains as well. I like having lots of whole grains in my diet. I tend to stay away from the white bread and white pasta just because there's less fiber in it, there's less nutrients. And also a note on herbs and spices and flavorings. I know it can be like expensive to buy herbs and spices and things, and it might put you off, but trust me, once you buy it, it'll last in your cupboard for ages, and it's definitely worth it because it's like worth the initial investment because it'll last you a long time. And when you need some coriander seeds, for example, for a recipe, you'll already have them in the cupboard, and it makes plant-based eating so much more pleasant and enjoyable. And it's definitely worth it. And that is what I have to say. That's my piece on meal prepping for the week.
Well, do you know what, Ellie? I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Thanks.
I have to say that last piece of advice is incredible about getting the spices, getting the herbs that you need because...
Yeah, don't be scared. Never, don't hold back.
You're never going to succeed in cooking without spices. You're never going to succeed in cooking, Ellie. You never...
One little tip actually about herbs in particular, if you have some leftover rosemary, thyme, coriander, mint, basil, put it in the freezer. Honestly, it'll be fine, it'll last, and it'll taste just as nice.
I've got a bit of a question. I always buy fresh herbs that just go off and then I throw them away. And don't at me, I know it's wrong and I just keep doing it. So If I were to put them in the freezer, how would you use those things? Because you can't like cut fresh basil when it's frozen, presumably.
Cut or
Yeah,
cook?
if you had to like cut the basil before you put it in, just
Oh, you
hypothetically.
could, yeah, you
Could you?
could. Yeah.
Does it still
Yeah.
work?
It kind of crumbles a bit. But like the thing is, if you're putting it in something quite wet, like a stew or a curry or
Do
something.
not call it
Sorry. But like it kind of just mixes into it and you will never have known that it was frozen. I promise you. I mean, the difference would be if you were putting coriander in like a bulgur wheat salad, for example. You would not really want to put it in frozen. It wouldn't really be the same. But I think that's, in the winter when there's less herbs around, that's when you have the heartiest stews and curries and things anyway. But in the summer when you have the salad-y bits, you can grow herbs on your windowsill.
That is amazing. And then freeze them for the winter months when you need them most. Top sustainability tip there from Sam and Ellie. Discuss those. Get your
I've
herbs when they're in
actually,
season and shove them in the freezer.
for Christmas, I got a book about like an indoor edible garden, and I need to look at that and like
Sounds
get my
amazing.
green thumb out
Yes.
and get on that.
You get that green thumb out and about.
Sam, do you want to tell me about how you like to meal prep?
Of course I do, because freezers are my staple in my life. I couldn't live without a freezer, and I'll tell you why. The way I like to cook as a young professional, single person living in the
And
city.
fabulous.
Fabulous, fabulous, darling. I find it impossible to cook on the day because I could be finishing work sometimes at like 7 o'clock. It could be 9 o'clock. Like, I don't know. And certainly when I get home, I do not want to have to stand there and cook a tiny amount of food for one meal and then eat it and then do all the washing up. You know the drill. You know you don't
Yeah.
want it. So my solution to that problem was becoming potentially one of the most extreme batch cookers in the
That sounds like a potential TV program. Extreme Batch Cookers UK. An expose documentary.
it a TV competition? Because I would honestly try for the win.
Oh my God. Yeah. I would watch that as well, especially if you were
Would.
on it.
Oh, thanks, Ellie. You'd have to be on it with me. We'd have to be like a joint contestant.
I could try.
Well, you like boutique meals. So maybe not batch cooking for that, but oh my God, maybe it could be like Super Nanny where like a batch cooker goes into like someone's house who just eats meal per meal cooking and be like, look at what you could have.
Yeah, to be honest, they probably could do that to me.
They could send me around to yours.
You're one extreme, I'm the other, and I think it could be about a balance. You literally do one big shop, cook everything, and then you're done for the month. It's
I
actually
really
mad.
do.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, do you know what?
It's a
It's
bit
probably
scary.
it's a bit scary, it's a bit radical. It's a little bit threatening in aura. But do you know what? I ain't stopping for nobody because I saved so much money and I saved so much time.
Yeah, it's admirable to be fair.
So let me just break it down for all those listening. This is what I do to like live off. So when I am sorting out my meals, I will organize it in advance. I will cook it in advance and I will have them all in a freezer for a month. Now, I don't know if there's any health implications of freezing food and such, but you know what? I do what I gotta do because I'm a very busy person, Ellie Case. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do know that.
Do you know that?
Me
I'm
and you
very busy.
both.
We're very busy people. We're very, very busy. So it makes a lot of sense to cook in one big go for me and then heat it up as the week goes on. So my process for this is I will select a handful of recipes, most of the time, like four or five. That I'm going to have throughout that month. And if you can't do the same thing over and over again, then this method isn't for you. Because you're going to have to. You've got to learn how to like just
Have the
take.
same have the same five recipes for a whole month.
For a month, yeah. So I will choose five recipes and I will
And
make sure
let's
that.
just point out, you live on your own as well. I think it's important for people to know that.
I'm single, I'm independent, and I live on my own. That is correct. And I will make sure these meals all have like common ingredients. So, say if I'm doing a ragu-based lasagna with carrots in it and lentils and celery, I'll make sure I find other things with those ingredients in them. And if they haven't, then I'll adapt the recipe slightly so that I can use up all of that veg that I've got. So, by doing it like this, you know exactly what you're going to be having for the month, and you can really, really like knuckle down on the food waste. Like, there's no food waste because you're planning it so far in advance. So I'll take myself off to the shop and I'll buy all of these things and I'll come home and spend an entire weekend cooking. I'll make all of the dishes. So for me, I try and portion them out. So I'll usually get about, honestly, it differs from recipe to recipe, but per session, so like for one batch cook, I will get about 30 meals from it. And all of those meals, I'll cook them one after each other. It usually takes 2 days because cooking like four meals, it with washing up and all that, it takes about 5 hours of your time. So I'll spread it over the weekend and then I put them all in the freezer. And it is so handy because if you've chosen meals that you like, you've got five things to choose from. So through the month, think about it like this. It's almost a full week's worth of food. It's only 2 days off a full week. And it is okay to have one meal the same each week through a month. But then the next month you change it up again.
Do you have a big freezer?
No, I don't. I've got a little tiny, tiny freezer. Obviously, like some people have those embarrassing freezers where it's just a tiny
Embarrassing.
drawer, where it's just a drawer on the top of your fridge.
Excuse me, that is me. I'm offended. I'm joking, I'm joking. It's fine.
Well, no, you know what? You should be offended. Sort yourself out. My freezer's like obviously not small, but it's not huge. It's like two drawers.
I have a
It's a
question
two
though.
drawer freezer, yeah.
Do you not get sick of eating the same thing all month?
Well, towards the end of the month, like I am honestly a bit sick of this now. So I'm at the end of February and I think I've got about five meals left. And I am a little bit sick of it. I'm a little bit sick of certain things. Like there's one meal. This is the problem with it, right? Here's the prime example of why my thing is a bit risky. I cooked this satay sweet potato curry from BBC Good Foods and it's disgusting. If you
Oh
see
my
it, don't
God. And
go
you have to eat that
near
all
it.
month.
Well, the other night I didn't have anything. I heated it up and I just smelt it and I was like, I can't eat that, so I just went
Oh.
hungry. But yeah, stay away from that if you can. It's not a nice recipe at all. I'll put a link in the description just so you can avoid it.
Other than just that, it does sound like it sounds like a quite effective approach, I guess.
It is. I know it's not for everyone, but I do
You
it to the
could do it.
extreme. So you
Yeah,
could
you could
take that
just do it like
aspect of
once
it.
every 2 weeks, rather than like just once for the whole month. You could do it like every couple of weeks.
If you live with somebody, those five meals that are on rotation go twice as quickly. So.
Yeah, like there's different levels and that works for you, but it could just, someone else could apply it to their life, but maybe not do it on such an extreme. Maybe do it like every couple of weeks or something. How much do you spend per month on food, Sam?
Well, I've got to be honest, I do like the odd bottle of wine. So that does bump it up a little bit. But without some wine, my pure food shop for the month comes to about like 50 quid
For the month.
for the month,
That's
genuinely, yeah.
mad, you know. That's
It really
insane.
is, yeah.
Because I probably spend about that in a week. No, okay, we're exaggerating here. But
But the thing
are
is,
we?
well, now you've got a taste for Waitrose, Ellie Case.
Stop.
I'm calling you out.
We don't need to call me out.
If you like Waitrose, live your life, live your honest truth. Waitrose is an amazing show. But no, I just wanted to say, mine is so extreme. I think honestly, we're probably like near two different ends of the spectrum. If you bought ingredients daily, then we would be two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's about finding where on that spectrum works best for you. Because a lot of people work late or have commitments, which mean they can't come home and cook a meal fresh every night. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's about working around it and finding out how you can actually like make the most of your time, money, and effort by batch cooking, either on a weekly basis at the start of the week, making all the meals. And then you could honestly, if they were vegetarian meals or vegan meals, you could probably fridge them meals and they'd still be all right by the end of the week. I'm not too sure about meat because I feel like it turns quicker.
Yeah.
Or you could do it on a fortnightly basis and freeze some of them. And the options are endless with it, but it's just about finding out like what foods you like and how comfortable you are with eating the same thing repeatedly for a while. If you don't like eating the same meal every week, then you're probably best cooking on a weekly basis so you can change it up. But if you're like me and you don't really mind because you've got a few staples that you really love, just keep making that, keep eating it in monthly basis. It's fine.
Yeah, but I have to say as well, it gets easier with just physically just doing it and just cooking because it is hard. Like cooking is pure effort. But when the more you do it, the more naturally it just comes to you, and then you can just do it a lot easier. But as well, I'm not precious when it comes to like best before dates, because that's one of the benefits of a plant-based diet is when it's not milk and cheese and meat. Veggies, like you don't have to listen to the best before date on the packet. Like honestly, just go with your intuition about what you think about it, and it oftentimes it lasts a lot longer than what it says on the packet. So
Oh my God, massively. Especially if you've got them in. I don't know if it actually makes a difference. It might just be the placebo effect, but the drawers at the bottom of the fridge.
oh.
I feel like my veg stays so much better longer in those drawers.
Yeah, but like, say if you've got like some carrots and celery left at the end of the week from your recipes, like if you're doing what I was doing, you can then go back to your books and look in the index, search under celery or search under carrots, and then go to a recipe that, excuse me, uses those. And then do that as one of your recipes, and then you're using up your carrots that you've already got. And that saves you money, plus also reduces food waste.
That's an iconic tip.
Thanks.
Honestly, Ellie, I can't agree with you more on ignoring the use by dates on veg because if it doesn't look bad, it's fine. It's literally
Yeah.
okay. Even if your peppers are starting to wrinkle a little bit, it's all right. You be the judge of it. Not a lot can go wrong when you're eating veg, like
Yeah.
at all. Like just try and use it, try and not waste it. Try and use all of it as well. Like if there's some funny bits, like they'll cook fine and they'll still taste fine. Like get your wonky veg. It's all right. Don't be afraid of it. And another tip I had was don't be afraid to just kind of like throw a load of veg in a meal that doesn't exist. Like you might not have a recipe in mind. You might just want to be having a bit of fun in the kitchen. Have a bit of fun in the kitchen. Go ahead. Who are we to judge you?
Yeah, if you've got leftover veg, it's so easy to throw it into a stew with some chickpeas and tin tomatoes, and some stock, or you can roast it with some za'atar seasoning or
What's the tar
harissa.
seasoning?
It's like a spice mix. It's quite
Is
nice.
it? Okay, well,
Yeah.
I'll add that to my list to try.
You can just roast it or just stick it in a stew, or put it in a curry or whatever, and pretty much that works for anything, really. Just make sure you've got some like dried lentils in the cupboard, some rice, some tinned chickpeas or beans, and you can put them in anything to bulk it out. I'm
Or
just
if
a big
you
fan of food that's like quite stewy, like quite watery, because as well, they're the best things to freeze. Do you know what I
really?
mean? Well, yeah, because like, well, you can't really freeze like paella, could you really? Or you can't freeze a stir fry, but you can freeze like a curry or a stew or a soup
Or a
or
nice, like, saucy pasta.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're so right.
So they're good one. They're good ones for the singletons. All the
Yeah.
singletons out there.
Honestly, calling
If
all
you want a batch
singletons,
cook, do
I
that.
feel you. I feel you, honestly. It's so hard living on your own and trying to cook economically. I think that's why I fell into my takeaway addiction.
Oh, right.
Because it's
Why?
easy. Because when you go out and buy a bag of carrots, you've got so many carrots to use, and it's hard to like get them in as many meals as you can as one person
Yeah.
and not have any go to waste.
They don't have single person portions.
They don't. I know you can buy carrots on their own and all that, but not everywhere. Like, I live in a city centre and it's really difficult for me to like buy fresh produce when it's convenient to me with working, that like you can choose why did you say that word?
Yeah, without packaging. But can I just, I've got two thoughts on that. Firstly, it's more expensive to buy things that aren't pre-packaged. Like, it's more expensive to buy three individual peppers than to buy those ones where there's like three in a packet. But you know why? That will be because, actually, I'm not an expert, but I think, could be
Oh,
wrong.
spreading rumors.
It will be because there's more food wastage when they're not packaged in plastic, and people think that plastic is the number one public enemy, which, yeah, it's not good, and we need to reduce it. But sometimes it is needed for certain fruit and veg because it reduces the amount of wastage because it makes the food last for longer. And food waste is bad for the environment too. So it's all about a balance. You can't vilify one thing and just pin that as the evil. So yeah,
The
and the other thing,
softs, they need plastic packaging. The
yeah. Some, I mean,
raspberries.
I'm not an expert on what does and what doesn't, but yeah, the what we really need is good infrastructure to recycle plastic, really, and make sure everything is recyclable in the supermarkets rather than just single-use plastic. We can't just say, oh, we need to remove all plastic, because then food waste will go up massively, and food waste creates loads of greenhouse gas emissions, it accelerates climate change. So that's my say on that. Another point I have to make is,
Oh my
sorry, this is getting
gosh.
quite intense.
You scare me when you get on the
Sorry. My other thing, my other point was dead lighthearted. I just went on a rant. My other thing was, I remember when I was in Manchester with you in the summer, like nearly a year ago. Actually, no, it's only Feb, it's fine.
Oh
But
my God, Ellie, it was literally in July.
but yeah, I remember that little corner shop that we always used to go to, and they always had reduced veg, and it was dead cheap. And we
It's
just
so
used to like
good.
make a meal for like 20p.
I know. Our iconic soup that I'm still waiting for you to upload to your blog.
Oh
that came from reduced veg. We bought sweaty on the turn carrots, sweaty on the turn tomatoes. You brought two sweet potatoes with you from home.
my God. Did
Yeah. You
I?
brought
Honestly.
sweet potato, you brought harissa.
That's such a me thing to do. Just
Yeah,
bring some
you just
sweet
brought the
potatoes
sachets
casually.
and you brought just a couple of sachets of tea. A couple of sachets of tea. You just brought the
Right.
essentials with you. It was fabulous. But
The essentials, the Ellie Case essentials.
we made our iconic recipe for that soup, which will be uploaded to the internet soon,
Yeah.
out of reduced veg. And that's how I'll always remember it. And now it's a staple of my life. And it's funny now how I'm making it without reduced veg, but whenever I go to that corner shop, I honestly do check in case they've got it because I'm like, I remember when we bought those carrots and tomatoes.
This reminds me a really good point that I think I should make for all beginners in home cooking.
Oh, everyone brace yourselves.
Melissa Hemsley's book, Eat Green, is really good because her recipes, firstly, they make tons of portions, but also they are so versatile because she always gives alternative options for example, if she says put this veg in it, she says, or if you don't have that but you've got this in the cupboard, you can put that in instead. And they're really versatile to like switch and change things in them. So you can like base it depending on what you've got in. They're really good. It's called Eat Green. We'll link it.
It will be in that collection, don't you worry.
I just have to say, I love a capsule wardrobe, and this is not strictly food related, but when I buy an item of clothing, it tends to be one that I absolutely love and know that I'll wear for years. And I had a pair of trousers, right, that I've got dead old and like all like bobbly and stuff, and like started to get stained as well because I accidentally put it in with a strong pink in the washing machine.
Strong pink.
And you know what? I love Depop for a good secondhand clothing item. And do you know what? I was scrolling to try and find some new replacement trousers for it. And I saw my exact same ones in my exact size on there that someone had put up, and they were selling them and they never wore them. So I just bought them.
That's iconic. That is
Dead
so
good, isn't it?
iconic.
So now the trousers that I've had for 3 years, I can have them for 3 years more.
Yes. Oh, I actually also, you've just reminded me that while we're on this little bonus about the sustainable clothing hype, I found a product which they are not sponsoring us, by the way. I just really like it and I'm going to give them a shout out. It's Lint Rolled. And they're a company that have this. I'm going to call it a device. It's a device made of metal. You know how normal lint rollers have those plasticky sheets that just you've got to throw away when you've used them? Not very good for the planet, can I just say? Lint Rolled has this metal contraption which will gather lint from your body and just clump it up so you can put it in the bin directly. It's
From your
made
body.
from your body with clothes on it. And the beauty of the Lint Rolled device is that if you hold it at more of an angle, it removes bubbles. It removes bubbles.
Is that the point? Is it supposed to do that?
Yes, it's the
A
second
debobbler.
feature of it. It is a debubbler. And you have got to be careful on some fabrics, but most fabrics, it is absolutely fine. It's great for hoodies and tracksuit pants. It's great for just genuinely great for everything, like shorts where your thighs rub a little bit, like that gets wobbly, and it's honestly great for just you just drag it across and it gets rid of the bubbles. The bubbles come off.
That's a good suggestion. Thanks for that one, Sam.
I You're talking to me as if I'm like, you've just met me. Thanks for sharing.
That is a fabulous suggestion. Thanks, Sam. Can't say I've ever
Yes.
needed it except for those one
Great.
pair of trousers that just completely went to bobble land, and I just have to let them go, but it's okay because they're getting replaced.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
Honestly, who needs new clothing styles when you can just replace the ones you already have?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, look, I've got to be honest with you. I think we kind of covered everything in food prep as a topic.
If anyone's got any other suggestions that you think might be interesting that we've missed off, let us know.
Yeah, it's been a lovely short episode. Just a little tip here and there, a little bit of factage from Ellie Case.
Try to get as many diverse plant-based foods in your diet each week. Well, that's what I would say. Sam might not say that, but yeah.
Why would I disagree with someone eating their veggies?
Yeah.
Eat your veggies
Eat your veg or you won't
shut
get your dessert.
up. Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to our mini-sode.
That, oh, mini-sode. Love that.
Yeah. On meal prep and some of the things that we do, some tips that we have to share with you from our extensive experience as singletons, living on our own, hustling, having to think about our nutrition at the same time. We're out here anyway.
Before we go, I need to say, if you are somebody who uses recipes online, I cannot recommend enough Wakelet as a solution for keeping your recipes. If you find a recipe on BBC Good Food or Anna Jones or literally anywhere on the web, and you're like, how do I save all these into one place that I can come back to every week? Sign up to Wakelet. It's completely free, it's completely unlimited, and it takes about 2 minutes to sign up. And you can create a board of all of your favorite recipes from any website,
Like a mood
and
board.
like a mood board layout, exactly. It'll take the picture off it, it'll take the names automatically. You just need to paste the link and it'll
Except with,
scrape it all.
it's like links, but like it's not like Pinterest where it's just nice images. It's like actual hearty links.
It's hearty links with a description that you can edit. You can edit the description. So yes, everyone go and sign up and live your best life.
Fabulous, amazing. If you want to follow us on socials, it's at Salmonelli Pod. Also, please rate us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to the podcast because that would be helpful. Thank you very
Yes.
much. I was just thinking about flaring my nostrils for a second.
Oh my
Right.
God. You're so weird.
That's why you love me. Okay, thanks guys. I think
Thank
we're done.
you.
Bye.
Bye.